Panraj from the Straits Times. Recently you posted on Facebook about an incident at the MPS. The sisters have since responded with their own document. Any reactions to that?
You know, there's a video about the incident. I don't really want to go further and talk more about it. People can see the video. And my view is that we ought to try and move on. And really our focus has got to be on building a stronger community together. And that includes having engagements, constructive discussions to discuss issues, including difficult ones. But, you know, we can do it in a constructive way. And if you look at Singapore, all our cultures, that's the approach. And I would say that message is even stronger in this month of Ramadan, this final stretch. So let's focus on building a stronger, better community together.
Minister, in terms of what the ladies had said in the document itself, would you say that it's also a lesson for Singaporeans at large in how we can behave at such sessions?
I have said I don't really want to go into, you know, the details. As I said, the video is there and I just want to move on.
So, Minister, does that mean that you are not taking action against them?
I haven't actually taken advice or checked the law, but based on my knowledge, it's probably potentially a criminal offence, what has happened. But I haven't filed a police report, and I'm not filing a police report. From what I understand, the two sisters, amongst others, are under investigations for other offences. They have been under investigations previously, and those investigations are continuing. But as to what happened at my MPS in Chong Pang, as I said, I'm not intending to file any police report. You know, they're both young. I'm like in their parents' generation. And really, I hope that they will have the space to learn and grow from this incident.
Mr. This is from Zaobao. Sorry, there's some just online with regard to the two sisters. There are some online comments that doubt that maybe this is staged by the PAP nearing to the election period.
So that the suggestion is that the two sisters are part of the PAP and that they came and...
I think your voice was very clear on that they captured on the video. So I think some comments online thought that it might be staged by the PAP.
Staged means the whole thing was planned, which means I made the sisters behave in the way they did. And I got everybody to act and shout coward and do everything else. I think the sisters will be the last to agree that they are part of a program by the PAP or members of the PAP. And I don't think we do things like that here. As for the clarity of my voice and on the video and the video, you know, I was at the events where, community events where I have mics on me. If you go back to my Facebook, you will see some. And I was at an event before I came to MPS on that day, and I had been mic'd up. And as I came, my usual practice when I come to MPS is to greet all the residents who are outside, sitting there. But we don't talk confidential matters. That takes place inside. So we say hello, greet, you know. It's more an assurance, shake hands, feel, meet. My volunteers would be videoing, not the event, but when I walked back from the event, they were taking videos. When I was at the MPS talking to the other residents, they were videoing because it's a public place. And that's how, after that, when I went to the sisters, the video continued. And, whatever happened, happened. But certainly it wasn't planned that they would do all these things. I think to suggest that would be an extreme conspiracy theory.
Thank you.
Just now you said that the two sisters are currently under investigation for other offences. Do you mean to say that they are under police investigation and can you elaborate on which offences they are?
I would prefer not to go into that. I am aware, as Minister of Home Affairs, that they are under investigation for some offences. But these took place before the particular incident. But, you know, that has nothing to do with what happened at MPS. What happened at MPS, I take the view that I'm not going to file a police report. At least for that incident, we need closure and we need to move on. Let's try and build a better community. Other incidents, what they've done elsewhere, it's not within my hands. The law has got to take its course. Even here, if somebody else files a police report, there isn't much I can do. But I don't want to file a police report.